And at the American Airlines Center, the head usher for last night's huge event was our old friend who joins us now on the ticket hotline, Jesse, our favorite octogenarian. He was the head usher last night at the AAC. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Good morning to you guys. Happy Dirk Day to you.
Yeah.
Happy Dirk Day.
I ushered every single one of Dirk's home games over his 21-year career. And it was tough because he and I didn't see eye to eye.
How's that?
Well, he's 7 feet. I'm 5'6".
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, you're that short.
But also because of the whole German thing.
Well, that should matter.
A long time ago.
Well, I proudly served our country in the big one. We was against them Germans.
Yeah, I know, Jesse, but that was a long time ago.
And now whenever I'm around Germans, a lot of muscle memory kicks in.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, there was more than one night when Dirk would come into the locker room and I'd just catch a glance of him, see that Teutonic visage, and I'd charge him using my usher's badge as an impromptu bayonet.
Oh.
Very small bayonet.
You wouldn't do that to Dirk.
Just muscle memory. But last night even brought a tear to my old gray eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing him for one last time, I guess.
No, and I was seeing Charles Barkley destroy a complimentary buffet in under 10 minutes. Like a swarm of piranhas, but just one guy.
He hit it pretty hard, did he?
It's pretty wild. Great to see the Bird Man there.
Yeah, Larry Bird.
Larry's Bird, and even though he got a face look like Squidward to me or something.
He's got a big nose for sure, yeah.
And the Jones family, great to see the Jones family. They're so good to me over the years. Jared was there with Charlotte and Spalding. And that Charlotte sure is a fine-looking specimen.
Well, Jesse.
You don't need to talk about her like that.
Makes my pants go crazy.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
I tell you, if she wasn't married, ooh, Lord.
Jesse, please.
Of course, at my age, it'd be like shooting pool with a rope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got that Dwayne Carraway disease.
Yeah. Well, you're in your 80s.
Spalding's ran onto the court during the celebration, so I had to tackle him with my space karate.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I said to him, I said, Spalding, you do that again, and I'm going to take your mama over my knee and spank her bottom.
Hey.
Jesse.
Not allowed to run out on the court.
Stop it.
That's no way to punish Spalding.
And Mr. Jones got mad at me because I was escorting a fan to his seat, and I had to go past Mr. Jones and actually bumped into him and knocked his hairpiece right into his iced tea.
Oh, come on.
Didn't see
panicked
that.
To put it on. It was a big scene. Sean Kemp's was there.
Yeah.
Yep.
With 47 of his kids, only half of them could make it. But afterwards, he and I went to an uptown club together.
Oh, wow.
Went to Kung Fu, as a matter of fact.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, went out dancing and ended up double-teaming this girl.
Well, hey.
Jesse.
Well, there was a basketball court there out back, and we played her.
Oh, you're playing some hoops.
Yeah, playing some hoops. What you think about?
Okay, yeah, I hope your team won with Sean Kemp.
But shooting pool with a rope, told about that. But there was also this guy on the baseline there acting all hyper at the game, screaming, dancing like a fool, and I went to go escort him out because he was such a distraction. Somebody say, damn it, Jesse, let go of him. That's Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban, yeah. You know Mark.
So I had to apologize. You know, my eyesight's going. I thought it was Herman Munster.
All right.
Isn't that Jesse?
I don't know what was happening there because the eyesight.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, got bad eyes.
The diabetes.
Oh,
I got
gosh.
The diabetes.
That's
so
terrible.
Yeah, so that's what happened. I had other punchlines for that, and I decided to go against that.
Yeah, good idea. Well, it doesn't matter, I think.
Right. Well, I'm going to let y'all go. We're tightening this thing up now.
Okay. Tighten it up a little bit. There he goes. Jesse the Usher, who was a part of an incredible night, a farewell to Dirk at the American Airlines Center.